Good morning. Happy Labor Day to everyone. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I have some farming news along with revealing the September garden calendar. And I will also cover all the happenings around the county. But first, September means fall is on its way, with the start of fall harvest and fall planting and hopefully cooler temperatures. School is back in full swing with activities, Friday night football, and the Kansas State Fair. I hope all of you can take a day off of your busy schedule and visit this year's fair in Hutch. We are very fortunate to be just a county away from one of the Kansas' largest attractions that has something for everyone. In the field of agriculture, fall means working long hours and spending a lot of driving time between jobs and fields on dirt roads. Take extra precaution this fall at intersections, especially where the vision is blocked. Many farmers will be hauling grain and big equipment down the dusty roads, so giving them a little extra room and making sure everyone stays safe is the best practice. In my farming news, farmers are busy spraying headworms and milo, swathing and baling soybeans, picking corn, and getting the wheat ground ready for the planting of their hard red winter wheat this fall. It's a busy time for all. Last week, I participated in the annual tillage tour where we stopped at 100 intersections across the county and recorded what was planted, tillage practices, and any conservation practices going on. There is a difference in fields across our county, and it's exciting to see the different farming practices producers use to maximize their yields, even in a tough drought year. And now I have some tips from the September garden calendar. For our fruits and vegetables, continue to harvest vegetables. Pick apples and pears and store in a cool place. Harvest pumpkins when flesh is completely orange, but avoid carrying them by their stem. Harvest winter squash when rind is hard enough to puncture with fingernail. Plant your fall lettuce, spinach, and radishes. Remove weeds from garden plants before going to seed. Herbs can be dug from the garden and placed in pots for indoor use this winter. Remove all small tomatoes from their vines to increase late development and more mature fruits. For our flowers, plant spring flowering bulbs, tulips, and others. Dig and divide and plant pennies. Divide perennials, especially spring bloomers. Remove seed heads from perennials to prevent reseeding in the garden. Clean up garden area to reduce insects and disease as plants die back for winter. Enrich the soil by adding organic matter such as peat moss or compost. For our lawns, plant and sod new bluegrass or tall fescue. September is the best time for this. Renovate bluegrass and tall fescue lawns by verticutting or core aerating. Fertilize cool season grasses with high nitrogen sources of fertilizer. For our trees and shrubs, plant trees and shrubs, both deciduous and evergreen. Rake up fallen leaves and compost them. Prune broken and dead branches from the trees, and avoid pruning spring flowering trees such as lilacs to ensure spring flowers. It's too late to spray for bagworms this year, but one can handpick bagworms to reduce the problem next spring. On our houseplants, bring plants in before temperatures drop in the 50s, and clean and wash before moving indoors to reduce insects. Both the Mound Ridge Farmers Market and the McPherson County Farmers Market here in McPherson are open each Saturday morning. Come visit with the vendors that bring garden vegetables, baked goods, along with their specialty items to the market, all homemade and homegrown. Again, always know that if you have any specific ag questions, you can reach me during business hours here at the office. This is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming and agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your September.